Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialously with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
There is a reason cases like Brian Koberger captivate the public like they do. It's not just the crime. It's about what's going on behind the crime, the mind behind the crime, if you will. How does someone go from studying criminology to being accused of one of the most gruesome mass murders in recent history? What role, if any, does mental health play in shaping a person capable of such acts? With new revelations about Koberger's psychiatric and medical records, we may be getting closer to understanding his psychological makeup. While Idaho law doesn't allow an insanity defense, those records could have a huge impact on sentencing, determining whether he receives life in prison or a firing squad. What could we learn from those records? Could they confirm early struggles with undiagnosed mental illness, or do they tell a different story? And does it matter? One of the things we're very aware of is his methodical actions. Today, we're joined by psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott, who specializes in criminal psychology and understanding the minds behind violent crime. Siobhan, when we're looking at a case like Koberger here, particularly with the emergence of medical and psychiatric records, which now are in the hands of the prosecution, what are the key things you'd look for in assessing someone's mental state at the time of a crime like this?
Well, the thing that carries weight in a court is, was the person psychotic? Were they having delusions and hallucinations that rendered them unable to know what they were doing, or they had no idea that what they were doing was wrong? I don't think we're going to see that in this case. You know, this is the MO of a sexual domination serial killer, and those guys are not psychotic. It's a very different kind of animal. They're typically people who have a severe personality pathology, but they hide it, and they can often function very well in life, and so they don't meet the criteria for a severe mental illness that would, you know, mean that they were not held legally responsible for what they did.
I can't imagine that they're going to go down a route, you know, like we've assumed maybe they should with like a Lori Vallow Daybell or something, right, which they just can't because of Idaho law there, that they could not go down that road there. And I can't imagine they're going to go down that road here. I mean, if she doesn't meet the criteria, I don't know what does, quite honestly. Right. But is it something that can be brought up? Is this something that you think may be presented in court in the terms of the actual trial itself? Or do you think this may be something that's brought more into play when it comes to sentencing, if we get to sentencing, if in fact he's found guilty?
Yeah, I would anticipate that it would come up during sentencing as an attempt to mitigate any possible death penalty, which I think is a very good, strong possibility here. So they're going to look at everything and anything that they can possibly use that they think is going to sway the jury in his favor.
I mean, ultimately, we are there is evidence, there is information out there about kind of his own state by his own admissions online. We found some of that way early on from the visual snow, I think is what he called it. Maybe I'm incorrect, but it was some.
No, you're correct.
Yeah, visual snow, and really feeling a disconnect from his family. In his own writings, you know, allegedly, if they are in fact his, it talks about realizing at a very early age in his teens of noticing life changing from having a connection to family members and feeling love and feeling connection. And I'm just paraphrasing here, but to just emptiness and being in those situations, being surrounded by people where you know you should feel those things because you've done it in the past, but like something's just gone and it's not there anymore. What exactly is that that's going on with someone? Not to say that that's a defense by any means, but help me understand better what's happening with someone if in fact they're recognizing that.
Right. It is super hard to know without, you know, extensive interviewing with someone like this. So we're really going on things that he wrote years ago online and trying to make suppositions based upon that. You know, a couple things that have been mentioned that looked reasonable based upon his online postings. Schizotypal personality, which is a person that just is detached. They don't get close to other people. And even though they may have some awareness that they're different, they are not really driven to try to change that. It's just sort of the way that they're baked. It's the way they turn out. And sometimes that does appear in adolescence. The other thing is OCD. You know, he was reportedly a germaphobe, certainly in his writings about his diet. He had very obsessive tendencies. And that kind of personality trait, you know, we don't know if he met full criteria for obsessive compulsive disorder, but serial killers often are very obsessive. That's why they think about violence all the time. That's why they plan what they do. You certainly see that with Huerman and his, you know, spreadsheets. So OCD would be something that we would expect, but in no way would that mitigate his responsibility for committing a murder. Four murders.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, it's one thing to kind of, like I always say, understand the recipe, but it certainly, there is personal accountability, without a doubt for anybody. And I guess that's where it's interesting with people like this, of are they capable of controlling this sort of thing? Again, not to in any way dismiss it or say he's not accountable. He is. But when we really break it down on that level, if your brain works like this, can you snap it out of it? Can you work away from it? Or is this just kind of like, this is the path you're going to go down?
You know, there are two philosophies, and they're both polar opposites. One is that we are not really responsible for anything we do, because with our, and there are people I respect very much in neuroscience who believe that say because based upon their genetics and based upon their environment and all the social factors, they were just basically preordained to commit the crime that they committed. Therefore, is anybody ever responsible? Does anybody ever get punished? You know? And then there's the other extreme, you know, where people are responsible for everything, even when they've had head injuries, even when they've been severely abused, hold them accountable. You know, if they deserve death, give them death. I'm probably somewhere in the middle with those things, and I think most of us are. We realize that some people came into the world with some bad genes, you know, and then they had a head injury, and then they were abused, and it's like you can see there was a trajectory here where this person really was set up for committing violence. Does that mean that they don't go to prison for it? I don't think so, because I look at it as there are cars with faulty braking systems that makes them dangerous. And what do? We just need to remove them from society. So it's not really about punishment for me as much as it is keeping everybody else safe. But you can look at it from different philosophical lenses, and it's you know, it's another one we could sit around and debate about it
sure
over dinner sometime.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Hi there. My name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialously with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialously with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime.
Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.